Welcome into the Inside the NFL Prospects podcast series. I'm Jack Borowski, joined here alongside my co-host Brian Sternberg. On this episode, we are fortunate to have on Andre Carter II. Andre is a starting edge rusher for the Army football team and is one of the top returning players in the nation, as he had 17 tackles for a loss, 15 and a half sacks, and 4 forced fumbles this past season. Andre, thanks for joining us on the podcast.
Thanks for having me, Jack.
Andre, you know, want to start by reflecting on this past season, took college football by storm. I just read off the statistics. You had a phenomenal year. In reflecting on your season, talking with coaches, reviewing your film, you know, what have you been working on this offseason, and what are you going to continue to be working on to get to where you want to be for the upcoming 2022 season?
Honestly, the biggest thing after the season was just getting healthy. Towards the end of the season, you know, I was pretty banged up with a little nagging injuries. So just getting those fixed and getting back healthy again has been a really important thing. Another thing I've been really trying to work on is just getting stronger in the weight room. Putting on a little more weight to help me out on the field has been a big emphasis. And then getting some of the younger guys on our team kind of caught up to speed. A lot of them didn't play last year, so we got a lot of seniors that left that are going to have to, their roles are going to have to be filled by younger players. So just getting those guys up to speed on what they'll need to do has been a big thing.
And Andre, Jack just mentioned all the numbers you racked up, 17 tackles for a loss, 15 and a half sacks. The season prior to that, production-wise, a little less, but this past season, what did you work on during that off season going into last season to really see an increase in your production on the field?
I'll say the biggest thing I worked on was just staying consistency, showing my coaches that I could be a starter and be out there, not just on third down, but be kind of like a every down player. And I think being out there a lot more gave me more experience and enabled me to really be more confident out there and play a lot better on the field than I did the year before.
Andre, this past season, you know, we see the production. You know, you don't really ever see that from a collegiate football player. You know, the level of play that you had, not only in terms of statistics, but on film in general. You know, at what point, you know, because coming in, you played 198 snaps the year before. At what point was it, you know, during spring ball, fall camp, during the season, do you realize, wow, I could have, you know, a season where, you know, I'm an All-American kind of player?
I'll say I probably didn't even think about being an All-American until pretty late in the season, honestly, when it was probably until like maybe the game or two before Navy when that I started hearing a little bit about that with the article that came out from the AP. So I didn't really honestly think about that at all season, but really just tried to take it game by game and, you know, figure out ways that we could keep getting wins and rebound from the losses that we were having at various points in the season was the biggest thing.
Andre, you and Jack just touched upon it, All-American. Just accolades like that, numbers that you put up. Is that something you take pride in? And also, is that something you're using to fuel next season?
Yeah, I definitely take pride in it. It's definitely a great honor to be recognized on the various lists and things like that. It's definitely a blessing. I think it's a tribute to my teammates as well, just because I know that a lot of those awards and accolades come with team success as well. It's not just about me. So it's definitely a blessing to be recognized by that at the end of the season, just as a kind of like a token of all the hard work that we all put in.
Andre, with, you know, being on the Army defense, you guys have one of the top teams and top defenses in the nation. For those who don't know, what type of role do you play on the Army defense?
My position is called the dog position, and I'm the weak side linebacker, primarily to the boundary side of the field. And my position is sometimes I'll drop back in coverage, but the majority of the time my job is just to get to the quarterback and pass rush. And sometimes I'll move around, but that's primarily where I was at this past season.
The season that you first started seeing action in, games like going up against Georgia, a Southern, when you are recorded a sack, interception, forced fumble, and a blocked kick. Do games like that, regardless of what point it is during the season, do performances like that boost your confidence?
They definitely do boost my confidence, because that was my first game starting, so I was pretty not nervous going into it, but up to that point in my career, I hadn't started a game, so I really hadn't had any extended playing time on the field. So to go out there and play like that and also get a win, it definitely boosted my confidence and kind of reassured to me that I was, belonged and able to play on this level.
That Georgia Southern performance was fantastic. You know, take us through, at what point did you find out you'd be making that start? What was that week like? You mentioned you were a little bit nervous. How was it preparing for that game? Just take us through that whole experience of, making your first start.
So the week before that, we were playing, we had a bye week, or we played Tulane the week before, and then before that we had a bunch of bye weeks just because the COVID season was ridiculous with how a lot of that stuff worked. But I had a concussion against Tulane, so I wasn't able to play that game. So I really wasn't even practicing that much until that week at Georgia Southern, and a couple of the outside linebackers that were also playing at the time, they got hurt during Georgia Southern. So I was told early in the week, you're going to start this game. So it definitely all week just, prepared the same way I was, but getting a little more reps than usual. So just going to that game, I was trying to make sure that I was, good to go health-wise and didn't have any lingering effects from the concussion. But once it was time to go, it was time to go. So that's how that went, really.
And Andre, that 2020 year, just with COVID and everything, but your last game going up against West Virginia, you started at a safety. Was that something that you kind of prepared for? Was that something you found out last minute? And how do you think being an outside linebacker helped you in that role?
That game I started at the same position, dog. I seen that floated around that it was safety, but I think that might've just been a typo or something from our, whoever put that out. But going to that game, I actually missed the game before that. I went too against the Air Force. So I had COVID and wasn't able to play then, was in quarantine, came right out, practiced a couple of days and kind of was thrown into the game. We're pretty, burnt out at that point. A lot of people out with COVID and injuries and whatnot. But I think it's really a testament to our coaching staff. They were doing a great job with the next man up mentality and making sure everybody was prepared and what the coaches were asking them to do. And they did a great job preparing us for that game. And we didn't get the result we wanted, but I was still, proud of the effort that we, put forward on such a short notice and kind of with not everybody that was necessarily had been starters the whole year.
Andre, we see where you're at now as one of the best players in the nation. I want to take things back to high school. Can you tell us a little bit about your high school career, what that was like, dealing with the recruiting process and how you ended up at Army?
Yep. So my freshman and sophomore year, I lived in California and I played on the freshman and JV team. I played receiver in high school, receiver tight end. My junior year, I transferred to school in Houston and played behind the number one tight end at the country at that time. And so I didn't get much playing time there. Senior year, I had transferred and then I fractured my back a couple games in the season, so I was kind of shut down for the rest of the year. And then I went to a prep school in Connecticut, and play receiver, tight end, and then that's when I started playing defense. And that's when I got the offer from Army and then a couple others. But it was just had to keep, you know, persevering through adversity. Getting hurt my senior year seemed like a big setback at first, but it ended up being kind of the best thing for me, really, going out to Connecticut and getting kind of like that extra year to develop and get ready for college really helped me out in the long run.
Andre, you mentioned moving from California to Texas and then over to Connecticut, and just your football journey and all the adversity that you went through in high school and then in a college with the injuries. How do you think, you touched upon it, how it made you a better football player, but how do you think it made you a better person?
I think it made me more resilient and maybe a harder worker, just because I know that in high school, nothing was really easy for me as far as on the football field. So if I would have not stopped working so hard and gave up, then I probably would have never got the chance to play football in college. I could have stopped playing after I got hurt my senior year and just did something else, but really had to keep working and just keep doing the best that I could do with kind of the opportunities that I was given. And I think that's not just good for football, but in life, you know, you can't really ever give up. You know, we learn that a lot here at the Academy. Just, we get put through a lot of stuff and you just got to keep pushing through. And eventually you'll see the results, and the hard work will all pay off in the end.
Andre, you know, with adversity, you know, comes a lot. We've talked about it a lot throughout this segment, but, you know, family, that's such a crucial aspect. How are they able to help you and keep you on this path and make sure that, you know, you continue to pursue your dream?
My mom and dad have been a, you know, great inspiration for me growing up. They're some of the hardest workers I know, and I've never seen them quit or give up. So that's probably what has helped me out a lot. Also, just my mom was probably only missed one game this year. And my dad was up in the bunch. So being able to see them during the year is definitely a great motivation to keep working when times are hard, just because they sacrificed a lot to get me here. So just to honor their hard work by me working even harder is a big motivation for me.
Everyone has their why. For you, why you play football, and just everything you do about your daily life. But in terms of football, what is your why?
That's a good question. I mean, for me, it's what I played my whole life. I kind of always viewed myself as a football player since a very young age. I think I started playing when I was 6. So I've kind of like always grown up on the team. And not just football, but other sports too. But since high school, now it's pretty much been just football. I'll say my why is just try to do it for myself and my family. And then also with being at the Academy, I do it for all the men and women serving in the Army, overseas, on deployments and stuff like that. You really get to see it when you, during the Army-Navy game, just how many people really support the program. And playing here, it makes you realize that it's a lot bigger than just you. Like, a lot of schools have their name on the back of the jersey, but we have it on the front, and we have Army on the back. So it just goes to show who you're playing for is a lot bigger than just yourself.
Andre, you just mentioned Army-Navy game, arguably the best game in all of college football. You know, what's it been like being able to play and experience that?
I've had some good experiences and some bad experiences. Freshman year was definitely not a great one. Lost that game. That was my freshman year, but sophomore year was a very good feeling. First time I played in Mikey, and I think since like the 40. So getting a win at home is definitely a great experience, especially against those guys down in Navy. This year kind of came up short, kind of working now to kind of do what we can do to rebound and make sure that doesn't happen again. But it's been some great experiences. It's definitely an honor playing against those guys in those special uniforms. Just how many how it represents the people that wear the uniforms, or people were represented with those uniforms. And it's just an honor. It's really hard to put into words the feelings you have playing in that game.
And despite on the football field going up against a Navy, what's that feeling like?
This year, it was not great, honestly, just because we lost. That's kind of what we've been building up for all season. And all our focus is really, I'll say, directed on that game, and to come up short. It's hard to say that you had a good season when you don't win that game. But so, yeah, that was kind of the one big thing that we weren't able to get done this year that we really, really wanted to be able to do.
Next year, Andre, you touched on it initially, being able to take on a leadership role. Like, you know, what do you feel that you have to do to help this team, you know, reach a bowl game again and, you know, come out victorious and beat Navy?
I'll say the biggest thing right now is just being the best player that I can be for the team, getting in the weight room, getting on the field, and really practicing and getting better at my craft and being the best player that I could be. After that, I think it's helping some of the young guys develop and become the best players that they can become, because, like I said earlier, a lot of the seniors are departing. We have some great seniors that left, so a lot of those roles are going to be filled by younger guys and guys that haven't played a lot in their career. So I need a lot of people to step up this year to be successful. So I think just becoming the best player that I can be, and then also helping out the young guys step up and fill those roles, is going to be crucial for our season this year.
Have you thought about the NFL? Is that something that you would want to pursue? If that is something that you've thought about, at what point was it in your collegiate career that you really realized that one day you have a shot?
That's definitely something that I want to do. Since I was a little kid, I always wanted to be in the NFL. And I would say that, you know, even though I didn't have the typical high school career of someone who goes to the NFL, like, I kind of never lost faith, and it's still something that drives me each and every day to, you know, live out that dream of getting there and playing in the NFL. So I've always had faith that I could do it, and I still have that faith that I could make it, trying to do what I need to do each and every day to get there. But it's definitely one of my biggest goals, is to be able to have that opportunity.
Andre, yeah, hypothetical question. If you could be trained by one player currently in the NFL, or even someone retired, who would it be and why?
Probably Aaron Donald. You know, he just won the Super Bowl, and he's a great pass rusher. So just to be able to kind of like pick his brain on what he goes through when he when he's rushing the passer and when he's playing in general, would be great, just because he's been such a great professional league for years now. And that would probably be pretty beneficial to me, just to be able to, you know, pick his brain of what he likes to do when he's rushing the passer.
Last question for any rising high school football player, based off of your experiences and where you've gone to now, what is the best piece of advice you could give to one of them?
Best piece of advice I would say is just keep working, you know, no matter what type of situation you're in, whether you're out of school and not playing, you know, just keep working on yourself, working on your craft, because you never know when you're going to get your opportunity or who's watching you. So make every moment count, playing, and just keep getting better each and every day.
That was Andre Carter, the second star defensive lineman for the Army football team. We appreciate all your time and insight, and wish you the best of luck next season.
Thank you guys for having me on the podcast. Really appreciate it.